"There but for the grace of God goes Joe Parker." This is a phrase I heard many times from my mom while growing up. It could have been while I was critical of another person, it could have been after doing something wrong, or maybe after receiving a blessing I did not deserve. What she was trying to tell me would not resonate until much later in life. I grew up in a Christian home in Maryland, attending a Plymouth Brethren church. My parents were not perfect, but I watched them live out their faith in real ways. My dad being the ever-servant of others, and my mom being a prayer warrior and a student of the Bible. God and church were a priority. From a very early age, I was taught the Bible and the gospel was made clear to me. If you would have asked me as a kid, I would have undoubtedly told you I was a Christian. However, as I entered my high school years, it became clear that this was not the case. I was living for self, and I was pretty good at it. Church became less of a priority, and the things of this world held my attention. However, God got my attention in a mighty way when I became a father at the age of 19. I had so many plans for life, which included being a husband and a father, but not this early. Little did I know, God was using a precious little girl named Julia to give me the exact wife he wanted me to have and to start me on a path directly to him. The next few years were a challenge, but without Christy and Julia in my life, it scares me to think of what I would have been doing and the path I would have been heading down. It was only with the support of our families that Christy and I got through these years together. God undoubtedly had a plan. As I graduated college with a family already intact, Christy and I decided to skip the big city and move a few hours south to a great little family town named Short Pump that somebody had told us about. So I found a job at a local accounting firm, and we bought a house that we could not afford, which later God would use to teach me that my money is not my money. It's all his money. But that's a different story. I knew that when we moved to Richmond, one of the first things I wanted to do was start going to church as a family. It was ingrained in me from my upbringing that this was important. As Christy and I walked into our house for the first time, we were disappointed to see that the homeowners stripped everything from the house, every hook, curtain rod, towel bar. It was kind of odd. Oh well, we got over it and began to move in. As we settled in, we found that the homeowner did leave one thing. It was a John and Romans pamphlet in the kitchen drawer that had an invitation to Maranatha Baptist Church on the front. I had already decided we were going to start attending church, and this church claimed to be conservative, independent, and independent. Sounded good to me. Christy, Julia, and Lillian were out of town the next week, so I decided to check it out. I was immediately confronted with the gospel and my need for Christ. I tried to tell myself I was already a Christian, but I knew that was a lie. After attending a few times, I went forward during an invitation and spoke with the pastor, Nate Clark. I was struggling with the fact that I knew so much about God, yet I did not know him, nor was I following him. My prayer to God that day was that regardless of what I knew or believed or had done in the past, that this day and forward, I was trusting in Jesus alone for forgiveness and salvation. Later that evening, I shared this with Christy, and she too put her faith in Christ. But all of this was not the end of the story. It was just the beginning. God changed our family, our priorities, and the way we did things. It was not easy, and it is still not easy, but oh, it was worth it. And God does not leave us to do it alone. Psalm 40, verses 2 and 4 say, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." God is good. "There but for the grace of God goes Joe Parker." Now it all makes sense.